All right, let's go out on the Bryant Heating Cooling System fan guest hotline. It is time for Shelly time. Jackets back on home ice tonight, taking on the Canes. And boy, that one in Toronto was exactly what the doctor ordered, my friend. Perhaps fitting that it's Wenberg gets a power play goal. And maybe this ignites all of it, right? That's the hope. But it was so needed on both fronts. Power play had been a disaster. It was 1-5 in that game. But then him, who's off to a slow start, and you keep waiting for him to turn the corner, and maybe it does. At least that's the hope, right?
Well, yeah, both of those things. Because, you know, the power play and special teams, it's imperative. And especially when you're dealing with a team that the dialogue is, where's the goal scoring going to come from? Well, your power play is a key, and special teams is a key. And this team goes out the other night and doesn't get it done until the fifth power play. And it's a heck of a play by Zach Werenski where he battles to keep the puck alive. And then Wenberg is the guy that's strong on his stick. And there's a combination of things there on that power play that show you that there may be some life. You got to battle, and you got to win the pucks. And I'm not just talking about, you have to be more of a grinder, but you do have to have the mentality, the workmanship mentality that I think – a guy like Nick Foligno has shown every shift this year, and I think Werenski showed it that shift. And you're right, if Wenberg catch fire, he's already matched his goal total from last year, so that's a positive.
Jody, what to talk about the leadership and
have to say that
what
Jody, he's already reached his. I don't mean to make light, but he's already reached his goal total from last year, which was 2.
Oh yeah.
So, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
We got a lot of work.
I saw that on the broadcast.
We got a lot of work.
I had two one year.
I saw how you guys snuck that in the broadcast. So it was a little sly little graphic there with the, 2000 last year's totals versus this year already. Like, I was like, oh, well, that's subtle. Nicely done. But when you look at the mental toughness and the leadership of this team, to have the two early in the game, you know, the one turnover by the Maple Leafs, and you know, you go up 2-0, and then they give up the shorty, and then you're 3 on answer, and you're fighting, you're clawing, and then you miss a breakaway, right, with Cam. You miss a breakaway in overtime. Just the mental toughness to keep grinding it out, to win on the road in the spotlight of the NHL in Toronto. Just what that says about your squad early on in the season.
Well, I don't know if you caught Torch's quote after the game,
mm-hmm.
but he said we're supposed to suck.
Yep.
And I mean, he's in Toronto, and, you know, it's a powerful quote, but it's even more powerful when you're in Toronto because they eat that up. But he's right. I mean, no one gives them a chance. But when you look at this team, they battle. And, you know, there was eyebrows raised after that game, almost as a ho-hum as, oh, Columbus plays well. Columbus plays hard. Listen, this team is hard to play against, and they've got skill. Yeah, they're struggling to score, but that's fine. They have to work for every inch they've got to get. I love the way this team plays hockey. And it doesn't matter who. I think the more accolades the opposition has, the better it is for Columbus. And you're right, James. You battle for that space. They know they have to work for everything. And another bright spot is Gus Nyquist. Comes in here. What is he going to be? He's a perfect fit. He works. He's got skill. He makes people better around him. And now with Anderson back, this is a blue-collar team that knows what they have to do, and I love that about them. And that win the other night, what a boost. What a shot in the arm. You know, everyone, it was like no one knew how to act after that loss for Toronto, even the fans. And it was just great to see the Blue Jackets pull off the bench, celebrate, and say, you know what, we haven't lost in 5 games. The last 2 games went to overtime. This one goes to overtime. They win a shootout. The combination, the reward of all the hard work, great thing for this team.
Absolutely is. Huge challenge tonight, Jody, with this Carolina team coming in here, one of the very best in the NHL. Ryan Zingel back in the house as well tonight for Carolina. We took care of them in Raleigh, right? I think first weekend of the season, you went down there and got a win. So their first trip, we get to take a look at them up here. This is a pretty complete team we got tonight.
Yeah, they had a hot start. You know, their goaltending is still a very big gray area. There's no doubt, you know, that they're a high-octane team, and they were 5-0 when the Blue Jackets rolled in there. It's about the season series. I like the way the Blue Jackets answered the bell on the Maple Leafs season series. You know, the Maple Leafs came in opening night 1. Tonight against the Hurricanes, imperative to get this win at home. I think it's another step, and it's going to be like this every single moment of the year. But this is a divisional game. You've got Philly on Saturday. You're at home for one. Yeah, this is going to be a tall task, but again, the way they're focused, the way Torch brings them through the training camp, the way they leave training camp feeling terrible but galvanized, there's a reason behind everything he does and everything he says. And I think games like this is going to be tough. You know, they've played a lot of hockey. It's not the back-to-backs. It's the four and six nights. Yeah. That's what wears on you. You know, it was the back-to-back, then play again in 2 days. So this is one where you don't catch your breath. You got to come out, and you're right, Bo, exactly right. You've got to be sharp and prepared to play a fast game against Carolina. They want revenge.
Yeah, certainly do. All right, buddy, we'll see you on the broadcast, and looking forward to a fun night at Nationwide.
All right, guys, thanks. Have a great day. Hey, make sure you get outside. It's beautiful.
I know. You're running out of them. You're not wrong. You got to get out of there. All right, buddy. He's playing golf. And the walk-off four.
Oh,
playing golf.
It's amazing. Legend. Yeah.
I was peeking at that. I was peeking at the extended and thinking, like, how many more days do I have to get out there? Not many. I got to take the boys out at least one more time before
I told you, I've golfed once this year, and I will never golf again.
That's not true.
So I just like to walk outside.
I'll
go walk in nature.
Maybe your girls will like it. With them.
A lot less stressful just to walk in nature than it is for me to actually participate in anything called golf.
Maybe you'll get, maybe whenever you guys decide to go, if you decide to extend the family and you get like a mini-me, you know, if it is a dude, or
dude
your girls are going to love.
Dude ain't golfing.
Girls are going to love golf. The girls are going to love it. You're living a country club style life. There's no reason that they won't.
Hayden might break a golf club before I do, and I've tried.
I know you have.
She has the patience that I have.
Does not fit.
Poor thing.
Does not fit the sport.